I'm sure you are asking where Ben is, but the obvious answer is that I am the new and improved Ben. No one needs the old Ben. I'm your new Ben now. Where did he go? Prison? Concentration camp? Vladimir Putin's gulag? Joe Biden's basement? These details are irrelevant. He has been deemed a very dangerous person. I'm here to rescue you from the clutches of his misinformation. What did he do? Well, he clearly violated the terms and service agreement. What does that mean? Read them for yourselves, and it will be abundantly clear. You can be assured with the new Ben, you will not have to hear racist, misogynistic, homophobic conservative talking points. No more saying the Jews are all devil-worshipping, greedy antichrists who control all the banking, media, and smut in the world. Definitely not something I would ever say. Yet Ben didn't get censored for any comment like that. No more rat, sewer rat, rat-faced rat, rat comfort rat man, ratty rat-faced rat. Did I say rat yet? No more ripped-off Alex Jones talking points. No more anti-liberal, anti-democratic rants. No more talking about the Bilderberg Group, 9/11 being an inside job, Operation Mockingbird, the JFK assassination, or Titanic conspiracy theories. No more saying that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. No more every Hollywood actor is a child-molesting Jew. No more saying America is Babylon. No more saying the WNBA is lame, promotion of Indian food, or quoting Romans chapter 1 every other sentence. No more Allah Akbar. No more calling Kamala Harris a dirty whore for sleeping her way up the political food chain. No more saying 2 + 2 = 4. No more saying that men cannot get pregnant. Yet Ben still wasn't censored for any of that. Ben has been censored because he had the Baptist bias.